heading in the right direction. 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 Today's message is Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Jesus says this in John 15 and 5. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. I got my part, you got your part. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. Read the next part with me. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, you need, so the first synergetic relationship, you allow me to say, is with the Lord. You can't do anything without him. It's in him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. By him, all things were made. And the Bible said, by him, all things consist. Now, here's the deception. The deception is some people think they need the Lord to get going. They need the Lord to get there. So I need the Lord to get this business started. I need the Lord to start off my family. Watch this. You'd be surprised how many people pray to God, give them a child, and then won't raise the child in the things of God. So I need the Lord to get started. But then the Bible said, not by him all things are made, but by him also all things consist. That means he's the one who keeps it together. I think it's so sad I've watched over the history of this ministry. I've seen people that God brought from nothing and nobody and then raised them up, gave them some dignity, gave them some class. They start driving better, moving to better neighborhoods, working better jobs, and then they forget God. But Deuteronomy 8 warns us about that. Thou shalt not forget the Lord, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And then you got to be careful how you treat people. It's a negative confession, but this is what the world say. But I believe I won't have to go through this. It said, be careful how you treat people going up. Because you're going to meet those same people when you're going down. But I don't believe we got to go down. Okay? But if you don't, if you don't realize it's by him all things consist, you can go down. I don't believe it's the will of God for me to be going backwards and be going down and regressing. I'm supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. The Lord promised he increased me more and more, me and my children. Somebody say, I ain't going backwards. But watch this. If I'm not going to go backwards, I got to remember what caused me to keep going and got me going in the first place. But it's a deception of the devil to think, watch this. We were on a plane yesterday. Think you're on a plane, you know that thing. You know, I just got this thing. I imaginarily pilot the plane when we're on the runway. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That thing be going. I'm like, all right, come on, go. In my mind, I'm going, come on up. There ain't but so much runway. I don't know how much runway we got, but seeing that we've been taxing, running for a long time. Then start going, say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you got all this thrust. You need all this energy. You need all the engines running and all this here. The tires are rolling. You get up in the air and watch it. And then you can get to a certain level, 30,000, 40,000 feet, whatever, and you put that thing on automatic pilot. But watch this. It can't stay on automatic pilot. And that's where some of you think you God got you going now, and you think your life on automatic pilot. I don't need to come to church no more. I don't need to pray anymore. I don't need the saints again. I don't need a relationship with my man of God anymore. But when you were desperate, please pray for me. When you were desperate, lay your hands on me. But by him all things were made, and by him all things consist. So the Bible says, don't forget the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. When you're eating, when you're full, when you got houses you didn't have to build, and you're filled with all good things and said that you didn't even have to buy, don't forget the God that brought you. And some of you don't realize when you're part of a church like this, our prayer ministry, Minister George, can tell you, we are praying very specific things for this church as a body. We're praying that God raises up the millionaires. We're praying against cancer. We're praying that God blesses your children. We're praying for scholarships. We're praying that everything goes well with you. And I, even though you just come in at the last minute, while I'm halfway through the message, you don't realize we've been praying for you long before you got here. And when you disconnect, you're not just connecting from a preacher. You're connected from a body. And every church, I'm telling you, don't function as a body. And we got to be careful to make sure we keep functioning as a body, not as merely a part. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Without me, you can't do anything. And so though it takes unity to have synergy, synergy actually goes beyond unity. Unity is being together. Synergy is working together. Unity is being together. Synergy is doing together. Look at Ephesians 4:16. And we got to get this about the body of Christ. You're not just a whole bunch of members here who just come here and you got your desire, I got my desire. No, there's something that's supposed to be produced that we can accomplish corporately that shows up individually that could not have happened without the divine connection. I look back and I realize God divinely connected me with Creflo Dollar. I took Pastor Martha there for a women's conference. We had, I think, just started the church, if that. All our kids was little. I went in because I had the kids. I had to sit in the back. Y'all see where we got that from, huh? Had a little kids, so I sat in the back. She's down there. And I'm sitting there. Pastor Dollar wasn't even there. It was a women's conference. And he didn't speak at that one. The Lord said to me, I want to be connected with this man. I said, now how's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? A letter came later about people wanting to be connected with him in some kind of official way. And I went back, and some of you heard me say, this ministry would not be where it is. I would not be who I am if it was not for Creflo Dollar. How many of y'all heard me say that before? So, I can't forget that. That's why I say I'm scared to disconnect. Thank God for other folks, I'm scared to disconnect because I know where my life came from. Get this in here, glean from here. Praise God. I appreciate that. But this one gave me life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Well, what about this? What God got to take all that out. I know what gave me life. I know where I was struggling, where the ease came in. I know where I was struggling, then revelation came. And it goes back to pivotal moments. And it wasn't up close. It wasn't a private conversation. Lord, remind me about that this week. It wasn't a private conversation. When I was scared whether I was supposed to have this surgery or not, that surgery back in 2006, went down to a conference, and Pastor Dollar was preaching down for Pastor Riley. I went down there, and I'm saying, no, I ain't going to have no surgery. I'm in faith. I'm a man of God. Believe God. Ain't nobody cutting on me. God, I've been praying for other folk. God gonna heal me. Watch it. Then I came back. My pastor Dollar said, the anointing we have ain't for us. It's for somebody else. That's what people don't understand. How can he pray for all those people and they get healed and he got to have surgery? Because the anointing I have ain't for me. It's for you. So I need to get somebody else to pray for me. I can lay hands on my own head. The anointing you have ain't for you. It's for somebody else. And so, then I remember this. So I went down there and I'm praying. I ain't gonna have no surgery. I believe God. Pastor Dollar, he's down there teaching. I'm sitting on the front row. And he just come up somewhere in my vicinity. He said, some of you call yourself being in faith and you're just really in fear of surgery. You don't have faith God gonna heal you. You scared you gonna have the surgery. So now, you scared you gonna die when you have the surgery. And what you need to do is get over the fear of the surgery. Go ahead and let the doctor fix that thing. Go and move on. Herbert Bailey. No, he didn't say Herbert Bailey, but I knew that was my answer. Are you following me? And so I had to go back, and think about the times when I needed answers. Where'd the answer come from? We need strategy. Where'd the strategy come from? Well, a lot of stuff happened between here and there, but I go back, show him again. The deaf hear, the blind see. Are you hearing me? When you understand, so what? So apart from me, you can do nothing. That's why a lot of people dry up like a raisin in the sun. Because they think they're on automatic pilot and it's just who they plugged into. And they unplug, and that curling iron may seem hot for a while, but after a while you realize your hair's staying nappy. Y'all ain't hearing me here. We need some heat to curl this stuff. Bless the Lord. Ephesians 4:16. It says, whom the whole body fitly joined together. Whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplies. So watch this. There's supposed to be something that everybody in here is supplying. Ask your neighbor, just rhetorical question. Ask them, what are you supplying to this body? Yes, tithes, offerings. Everybody should do that. If you got any kind of income, if we've given you of the spiritual thing, you're supposed to return the carnal. That's what the Bible says. Everybody does that. Okay? But then there's some who God has called to supply at a greater level because that is your gift to the body of Christ. It's called the gift of giving. Everybody don't always recognize this. I also get up and say dumb stuff. You just go, I don't care how much money you give. I don't care. Then I start needing these millions. I care how much money you get. Yes, Lord, I do care. But I get them to say that kind of stuff. I don't care how much. It don't mean nothing to me. No, it means something to me. Not at the expense of compromising with sin. Not at the expense of compromising with wrong. But there's some people that God raises up. That's their gift to the body. They are dominators out in the workplace. They travel and make money. I said to somebody recently, I said, you can't be no deacon. No, I want to be. I said, you can't be no deacon because you're gone all the time. But it's all right. I need you gone making these monies. Somebody else can do the deaconing. I mean, we're having a five-day meeting. There's some people I know that they travel. They're making money. They're making things happen. They're the kings who are dominating out in the workplace and in the marketplace. And their job, their gift to the body is to come back and bring in the money so we can build the children's ministry when tithers who should be tithing ain't tithing. So they give at another level. They're dominating the workplace. And their people do that. And if we have a 5-day meeting or like we used to do, we didn't do it. But I came out of church. They said, we're having a 1-week revival. Then go to 30 days. Bless the Lord. Everybody. And then they put a curse on you if you ain't here. If you ain't here, shame on you. I wouldn't miss one meeting if I were you. God going to pour out his blessing, and I'd rather be blessed than cursed. Oh, every night we were. Come on, dig deep. I dug deep last week. If I dig any deeper, I'm just going to put a hole in my pocket. And then certain people, they can't be at those meetings. So some people, that's the gift. Other people, singing, that you ain't. Singing could be your gift to the body. Now, everybody who wanted you on the choir, singing ain't your gift now. Bob said, give it to the based on your severability. And said, everybody can't sing. And just because you can carry a tune don't mean you can sing. Some people ain't strong enough to carry a tune. They keep dropping that tune bucket. Look at him say, don't drop the tune bucket. Don't drop the tune bucket. I'm going to carry a tune. You keep dropping that tune. Some people sing as their gift. Other people, watch this. If you don't like people, you can't be an usher. If everybody get on your nerves, you can't be. Get in here. Sit down. Get on my nerves. And then we wonder why people ain't coming back to church. There's a study that shows when they did the study, they said people make up their mind in the first 10 minutes whether they're coming back to a church or not. Look at your neighbor and say, they ain't got nothing to do with the pastor. They ain't got nothing to do with the pastor. You come to this church first 10 minutes, you ain't even seen me yet. It's you. You the reason why folks ain't coming back. That way, so every joint got to supply something. Watch it. According to the effectual working in the measure of what? Every part. So everybody's supposed to be working together because you got a part to supply somebody else can't supply. See, I didn't always understand this. So now, when I meet with people, I try to find out what their gift is, what their ability is, to see how we can fit that in to the overall vision. You see what I'm saying? Some people, you can't sing, you can't greet. My financial administrator, Cheryl Williams. Cheryl been with us, we 18. Cheryl been with us about 15, 16 years. Well, she don't hardly talk to nobody. That's why she count the money. I don't need the people counting the money talking to everybody. That's her gift. She will shut up and mind her business. Hardly nobody know her. That's why she count the money. Yeah. Everybody around the office walk circumspectly around Cheryl. Because certain things I just leave to her. See, there's certain things I give. This is my agenda. This is what I want done. Other people want stuff. Youth ministry wants stuff. The other camps want stuff. I say, got to ask Cheryl. See, everybody walk around and say, Cheryl, can I have a little bit? Cheryl do her business. Take care of business. Go ask for something. Say, well, didn't we just buy one of those? Did you go look in our closet? We already got some of them. We don't need to be buying no new ones. Well, she ain't nice. I don't need her to be nice. I just need her to look over the money. She ain't head of the greeters. She watching the money. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody got their part. And just because you can't do what somebody else does don't mean you don't have a part. That which every joint supplies. And if every joint supplies what it's supposed to supply, it'll make increase of the body into the edifying of itself. There's supposed to be some stuff that automatically starts happening because everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And what starts happening, people start coveting other people's positions. And then you get over here trying to do something you're not anointed to do. When you ought to be here, and watch it, as much as you may want to be in the limelight may not be the place you need to be. You know, one thing Paul says to Timothy, he says, be careful. He said, don't put people in leadership so quick. He says, especially a novice. A novice is someone who's not very experienced, don't know a lot, immature, very new to the church, new to the things of God. He said, lest they get filled up with pride and fall into condemnation of the devil. And what that is talking about, sometimes you bring people forward too quick. And once you're in the limelight, now the devil comes after you quicker. And you're not prepared for the attacks. Now watch it. On the other hand, we have people, you can really sing. But just because you really sing, don't mean you're spiritually prepared to do praise and worship. Because praise and worship is battle. When you're breaking up fallow ground, you got to be prepared for the counterattacks. When you're setting up things ready for the word to go forth, it's more than singing. There's a lifestyle that comes with this thing. You got to have on the whole armor of God. You got to be lifting up the shield of faith. You got to be able to stand against the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, I can sing. That ain't the issue. Can you live what you're singing about? I can play. Yeah, you play, but you're not anointed. You're talented, but you're not anointed. You can go, but you can't flow. Everybody say, every joint has every supply. The New Living Translation says, as each part does its own special work. So there's something that can only be obtained and accomplished as a result of synergy produced by divine connection. So the Bible puts it this way in Ecclesiastes 4:9. It said, two are better than one. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. That's what King James says, a good reward. New Living Translation says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. The Amplified says, two are better than one, because they have a good, more satisfying reward for their labor. Then I really like what the Message Translation says for verse 9 and 10. It says, it's better to have a partner than go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth. If you're sitting by your spouse right now, tell them, share the work. Share the wealth. And if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough. It's going to be tough. You don't have nobody to help you. That's why I really had to learn. I couldn't say dumb stuff. I told you, officers, those of you, some of you new here, I told you about the time we had just started. We were up there in the Postal Works Union Hall, 4921 Broad River Road, down the street. Postal Works, the first Wednesday of every month, all the Postal Workers Union, they meet there at their Union Hall. And that's where we had our services. And the only reason why we did Tuesday night, because the first Wednesday of every month, they would have their meeting, so we knew we didn't have that, so I did Tuesday nights there. And we came in there with about 10, 15 people. We had grown to about 60 people. But people was coming but wasn't joining. Like some of y'all just shacking. You know what I'm saying? Now this ain't your church, you've been wasting time somewhere. Let me give you a pencil so you can feel some lead. As soon as I feel lead, I'll give you a pencil. Sharpen it real nice so you can feel some lead. Okay? But people were coming and they wasn't joining, and I got mad. I preached this series. It's called The Call of Faithfulness. I was emphatic about that thing. I said, they're gonna make these folks join. And I said, this ain't your church. Leave. If you ain't supposed to be here, you're wasting time. Go where you're supposed to be. You need to find out what God's telling you now. Otherwise, you're wasting time. I went from 60 to 20. The next Sunday, I told them, if this ain't the church, leave, go find out. 40 of them left. That was 2/3 of my congregation. I wanted to go out on Broadway Road and say, hey, y'all, I'm just playing. My bad. And I realized the Lord I can't manipulate people. I have now understand nobody can come to me except the Father draws them. I understand we don't just need people. We need the right people. We need the people that God ordained to be here so they can supply what we need. Are y'all with me here? So 1 Peter 3 and 7, he reminds couples that regarding marriage. He says, husbands, dwell with your wives, 1 Peter 3 and 7, according to knowledge, giving honor to and preference, honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Now that word weaker is, a lot of people refer to it as physical strength and all that, but it has even more meaning. Weaker, it means more sensitive and or even more valuable. The way you would take care of a Picasso painting, the way you would take care of a royal piece of crystal, it's precious. He said, give honor to it as a precious vessel, as being heirs together. It says, heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers are not being hindered. So the Bible says, if I don't work together right with my wife and if I mistreat her, this is the New Testament, under the covenant of blessing. If I mistreat her, my prayers can be hindered. Do y'all see that? Heirs together. In other words, what God wants to do for us is going to require both signatures. The inheritance check got both signatures on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So watch it. I told y'all about the couple. They went to the 20-year reunion. And the wife takes her husband to her high school reunion 20 years. And she meets her. And God, and he sees her. And they embrace. How you good to see you? And the guy looking all disheveled. And but her husband, he looked like Mr. IBM. Got his business suit on, custom suit and all that. And looking all good, shoes shining. And this guy looked a little disheveled, looked like a blue class worker. And this guy's the president of a company. And so he says, his wife said, who's that? He said, oh, that was my high school boyfriend. Oh, really? I said, really? So what does he do? He said, well, he pumped gas down to the local gas station. For those of you who know I'm up north, he pumped gas. She said, oh, if you married him, you'd be married to somebody pumping gas. He said, no, if I married him, he'd be president of a company, and you'd be pumping gas. In other words, don't try to take credit for this all for yourself, because we're heirs together.
Every covenant relationship will be tested, whether it's a marital relationship, parent and child, or even a spiritual relationship. While God honors and respects covenant, the enemy will do anything to destroy divine connections. Learn how to recognize and preserve the divine connection God has placed in your life. Order this powerful message on CD or DVD. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or order online at rightdirection.info. Ask for Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. If you have been blessed by this broadcast, please email or send a letter sharing your testimony. Email us at praisereport@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina, 29221. We'd love to partner with you in taking the Word of God to places where it's rare and precious. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, call us in Columbia at 803-798-1230 or in Orangeburg at 803-531-7322 or toll free at 877-798-5433. You may also visit us on the web at rightdirection.info. Continue to listen to that still small voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it."